League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
So yesterday, I watched the film Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. The film Yesterday, starring, amongst others, Ed Sheeran. It's a film you don't really want to watch twice. Because the first time you watch it, you think, oh, this is nice. This is nice, like all Richard Curtis films. You think, this is nice. Totally unrealistic, but nice. You know, it's a fantasy. That's what films are for, right? To transport you away and give you a good time for a few hours. This is nice. But my advice, don't watch it a second time. Because like all Richard Curtis films, you notice the flaws. The gaping holes, the troubling aspects. The bad habits that he can't shake off as a filmmaker. First thing you notice on second viewing, the whole film is complete fucking nonsense. It's complete fucking nonsense. That's the first thing you notice. But it's supposed to be nonsense, isn't it? It's a fantasy. But, you know, the plot, if you don't know it, is this young geezer, Jack, gets hit by a bus. At the exact moment, the electricity goes off around the world for 14 seconds. And in that time, in that 14 seconds, by magic, everyone forgets about the existence of the Beatles, apart from Jack and, as it turns out, one or two others. And not just the Beatles, there's no Oasis, you know, which makes sense, right? And there's no Coca-Cola. I'm not sure why, but that's by the by. Jack then, as he's a struggling singer, decides to use this to his advantage and forge a career based purely on the songs of the Beatles. I mean, you would, wouldn't you? But what you notice, and what's really harsh on second viewing, as he's trying to remember the lyrics of the songs of the Beatles, it never once occurs to him, I could chuck in an Oasis song or two in there. He doesn't do a single Oasis song. Really, really harsh. No one remembers Oasis either, remember? And he doesn't even do Wonderwall. I mean, I can understand why he doesn't try to invent Coca-Cola. I mean, that's hard. That's hard to invent Coca-Cola again, isn't it? To everyone apart from me. Because I know the secret formula of Coca-Cola. Check out episode 162, Peaches, where I discover the secret formula in the Coke Museum in Atlanta, Georgia. I get that. But chuck in Wonderwall, obviously. Stands to reason. The plot then starts to unravel when it's revealed that the lead female character, Ellie, whose role in this film is merely to look longing. I'm joking as to this bit of the film. She just looked so longingly. I remember looking out of a car, just like, I'm so in love with you. And she loves him, but weirdly never tells him until years into their relationship for absolutely no reason. They're both single. She says the reason is she's his manager. That's preposterous. The guy, before he started plagiarising the Beatles, was a nobody. He didn't need a manager. Anyway, she fell in love with Jack, right, at school. This is the plot. After, like, when he was 10 years old, he sung in front of the school a song, Wonderwall. So after his accident and the blackout, when everyone forgot about Oasis and the Beatles, let's hope the conversation never came up between Jack and Ellie. Oh, remember, Jack, when I fell in love with you at school and done nothing about it since, apart from look longingly at you and never told you I'm in love because I'm your manager, even though you don't need a manager because you just play pubs. Remember that, remember that song you were singing? Because we always talk about it, don't we, the moment I fell in love with you? You were singing, oh, what was it now? Oh, I've totally forgotten, it doesn't matter. I know I'm thinking too much about this. This is a fantasy, isn't it? It doesn't matter. It's not supposed to have a second viewing, is it? Don't watch it. Because you start to get angry. You start to notice the words and plot that Richard... I mean, I say Richard, let's quickly mention that in an art imitating life moment, Richard Curtis apparently nicked the idea of the film from another writer. You've heard this, right? He had the idea, they sent it to him, and Richard thought, well, this is a good idea. So they paid him off with about 10 grand. I think I've got this right. Apologies, Richard, if it's not true. And then he used the idea for their own gain in a beautiful moment of real life. Imitating art. You know, a real life illustration of the incredible treachery of the character Jack Malik. The writer Richard rips off someone else's idea just to make himself lots and lots of money. Again, apologies, Richard, if that's not true. You couldn't write it, could you? I mean, you couldn't write it, Richard. You could just nick the idea off someone else. Anyway, that might be unfair. I don't know anyway. But watch it again. The most troubling aspect about the film is this. It's undoubtedly the words Richard Curtis gives to Ed Sheeran. They are completely and utterly worrying. And I'm not sure Ed Sheeran, looking back, would want to be associated with them. When Jack shows himself to be a great songwriter and lyricist, because he's ripping off the songs of the Beatles, you know, to repeat, just like Richard Curtis ripped off the idea for the script and story of Yesterday, Ed Sheeran says the following line. He shrugs and says this. Deadpan. People said someone would come along one day who was better than me. Fucking priceless. That is making Ed Sheeran look genuinely like the sort of prick who thinks he is literally the best singer-songwriter ever. Apart from the Beatles. Only the Beatles are better than him. And he's surrounded by sycophantic friends who hang around with him saying, Oh, Ed, you're so good, but do you realise, as crazy as it is to imagine, that someone might come along one day, as hard as it is to believe, who's actually better than you? Oh, imagine that, Ed, what a crazy notion. And I know what's going on here. You see it the second time when you're watching. It's very clear what Richard Curtis's true intention was in the film Yesterday. It's very clear. He hates Ed Sheeran. He fucking detests him. He loves the Beatles so much. Like one of those real diehard loser fans, he loves them so much that he obviously hates Oasis. Oh, ha ha ha. Oasis wouldn't exist without the Beatles because they're basically the same songs. Ha ha. No, they're not, are they? He hates Oasis, and that's why he had a 10-year-old singing Wonderwall, because he thinks it's a kid's song. But more than anything else, he hates Ed Sheeran for the notion that he's anywhere near as good as the Beatles, which is something Ed Sheeran probably doesn't think. Every line, every scene is set up. You watch it back, it's to make Ed Sheeran look like a prick. You watch as he first comes into the house, he just looks like a prick. He says pricky things, oh, you're funny. And it just gives Richard extra ammunition to masturbate about the Beatles. which is what he does every night instead of writing scripts. He hasn't got time to write scripts, so he just nicks the scripts and he just masturbates all day, every day about the Beatles, culminating in a truly sickening scene where John Lennon is still alive and says, "Oh, I'm happy because I've got a nice house and a nice wife," which is clearly bullshit and just proves that Richard Curtis is in love with John Lennon. It proves that Richard Curtis is a very, very dangerous man and perhaps has shown himself in writing, I say writing, in putting on Yesterday, a script by someone else. It proves him to be more dangerous to the future of the Beatles than Mark Chapman. Yes, the man who shot John Lennon in New York. Although Richard Curtis doesn't believe he's dead, because he wouldn't be able to masturbate about it if he knew he was dead. Paul and Ringo, take note. Avoid Richard Curtis. What am I doing? Avoid Richard Curtis at all costs. He's trying to kill you, just like he tried to kill Ed Sheeran and Oasis. As I say, it is interesting, isn't it, to watch a film a second time around. You really do get a new perspective.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.